It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of America's key allies in the Middle East is aiming to hold on to power by keeping out most of the competition. When voters in Egypt go to the polls today in local elections, they'll be filling some 50,000 seats in local councils there. But so few of the opposition party candidates, the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood, have been allowed onto the ballot that it has called on voters to boycott the election. And it's another sign that the ruling National Democratic Party is having problems. It's maintained a grip on power for decades. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The Muslim Brotherhood, the grandfather of Islamist political movements in the region, gained a surprising 20% of the seats in parliamentary voting 3 years ago. And analysts say that's a lesson the NDP, the National Democratic Party, took to heart in the run-up to these local elections. In a display of muscle and repression that one opposition politician likened to a military occupation, Egyptian authorities kept all but 21 of some 10,000 potential Muslim Brotherhood candidates off the ballots. At a news conference yesterday, a pro-Brotherhood attorney said when one group showed up at the registration office in a village in the Nile Delta, they were told the office had been moved to another village inside the house of an NDP official. In all, more than 1,000 candidates were rounded up, with nearly 900 still in custody as of yesterday, according to the Brotherhood. Senior Muslim Brotherhood official Mohammed Habib says the NDP is paying so much attention to these local races because they will have a role in who gets nominated for the next presidential contest, the first in a generation that may not feature Hosni Mubarak.
Local councils are also the backbone of life in Egypt. Through the executive councils, they control everything, from jobs and education to housing and water and sewer, all sectors that have a very high rate of corruption. If the Muslim Brothers reach those positions, they would threaten the control and oppression of the ruling party.
For more than a year now, discontent has been on the rise in this country of 70 million people, many of them impoverished. This breadline on a cool Cairo Sunday morning was relatively calm as people jockeyed for position to get loaves of subsidized round bread for 5 piastres, less than a penny each. These loaves fly off their wooden racks as fast as the workers behind the bakery's metal grating can hand them out. 50-year-old Haroun Mohammadawi cradles 20 loaves in his hands, the maximum he's allowed to buy.
We're 11 people, but these are 20 loaves of bread. How are we going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Now that the rice and the pasta have gone up in price, so where would we go to get an alternative? How are we going to feed the children?
For months now, these bread lines have been forming before sunrise, and there has been occasional violence, including several fatalities. Since then, the government has increased the supply, perhaps coincidentally just before these elections. A man with a trim beard and mustache pushes down the alley that leads to the bakery, a young girl tugging at his sleeve. "See what has become of Egypt," he mutters. He has time for only a brief, bitter comment before hurrying away.
You see, now the children have to go late to school in order to stand in line to get bread. The Egyptian people have always thanked God for everything, but now they're making us reach the point of suffocation.
Sunday was intended to be a day of general strike, and many Cairo residents stayed home. But mainly it was marked by a massive deployment of security forces, both in the capital and in the activist textile town of Mahalla El Kobra, where more than 100 workers were arrested after clashes with police. The Muslim Brotherhood's Mohammed Habib says the ruling party seems to believe it can make only token improvements for the poor, while all the real economic activity flows to NDP-allied businessmen, all the while relying on the iron fist of security to keep order.
Of course this is working to a certain extent, but it could get out of their control. Things are getting worse, and the feeling is that the air is filled with gas, and any spark could lead to an explosion.
The pro-government media declared the strike a failure and was already announcing NDP victories before voting began. The governor of Fayoum, west of the capital, was quoted as saying the NDP had already won more than 2,300 seats because no other candidates appeared on the ballots. He said that would save the government the several hundred thousand dollars it would have cost to hold elections. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.